something that you guys need to understand the facts over the feels. So what is a fact? Well, guess what? Your weight is your relationship to gravity on this earth.
Hey, I'm Jackie Kirshen, obsessed with all things sustainable weight loss, mindful eating, transforming minds, and empowering you. I'm a registered dietitian and mom who's lost 65 pounds and grew a successful coaching business helping other women do the same. Join me to learn tried and true weight loss secrets while healing your relationship with food and your body. You'll get unfiltered real talk, support, and some tough Jackie love as we dive into motherhood, mindset shift, entrepreneurship, and mastering this crazy thing called life. Think of this as your one-stop shop for a coffee date with your best friend, guide, and mentor mixed with weight loss coaching. Tune in to be challenged, encouraged, and laugh as we change lives together. Welcome to the Mindful Nutritionist Show.
I want to quickly interrupt before we dive into today's episode, and your journey to permanent weight loss starts now because my brand new free guide, your quick start guide to permanent weight loss, is finally here. This guide is your key to unlocking sustainable permanent weight loss while still eating the foods you love. So inside, I'm going to teach you the simple ways to drop stubborn fat and increase your metabolism, tailored guidance to improve your relationship with food, and practical tips for establishing healthy habits that actually stick. Oh yeah, and don't worry, I got you covered. You're also gonna get 25 easy, delicious recipes that will help you lose weight for the last time. So if you wanna get your hands on this amazing new free guide, make sure to go down to the show notes and you'll see the link down there, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. Just send me the keyword quick start and I'll send it straight to you. But I am so excited to work together to create a plan that fits your body and your lifestyle so you never have to do another one size fits all diet ever again. So I am here to support you every step of the way. So make sure you go down to the show notes and grab my quick start guide to permanent weight loss, and I'll see you there. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Mindful Nutritionist Show. It's your host, Jackie. And can you believe we are already at the end of April? I mean, time seriously flies by when you're having fun. 2024, I don't know how, I feel like it's definitely flown by a lot quicker than 2023. Am I the only one? Let me know if I'm going crazy. Maybe it's also because I'm pregnant. And again, I have no idea how many weeks I am, but I'm like 6 months pregnant, something around there, a little over 6 months. And so I'm really excited about today's episode. It is something that not only do I get questions about all the time, but we talk about so much and we go very in depth inside my Weight Loss Academy. So today we are going to be talking about how to break up with the scale. Oh, get rid of the scale drama, or use it in a healthy, mindful way on your weight loss journey. And I'm so excited to share my 5 best tips and just help you make the best decision for yourself. But before we get into the episode, if you don't know who I am, hi, I'm Jackie. I'm known as the Mindful Nutritionist. And I went from being overweight, diagnosed with prediabetes, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and just not knowing how to fuel my body, feeling so uncomfortable and just honestly disgusted in my body, to feeling like the healthiest version of myself, permanently losing 65 pounds, maintaining it these last 14 years. I mean, I'm pregnant, so I guess I can't really count right now, but I have kept it off since 2010, and I help other women do the same. I believe they should be able to have their cake and eat it too, and show them how they can lose weight while eating the foods that they love. So if that is something that is totally up your alley and you're like, I want that, I also want to break up with the scale, then make sure to hit the subscribe button, and I've got lots of incredible episodes for you, but this one is a juicy one. So again, if you are finding yourself at this point where you're like, I freaking hate the scale. Every time I step on, I feel like I am doing everything wrong. It upsets me the rest of the day. It makes me feel like a piece of shit, all of the things. And you're just so sick of seeing the fluctuations going up and going down, then this episode is for you. And I'm going to help you determine whether you're going to continue using the scale on your mindful weight loss journey or it's time to ditch it. So I won't hold you any longer. Let's dive right in. All right. So before I get into my 5 tips of ditching the scale drama. I was trying to think of like a really creative way, and that's literally the only thing that I could think of, because all I think about when I think of the scale is drama. But I wanted to share a little backstory of the scale with my personal journey and how I use the scale. And again, this is me personally, so this doesn't mean you have to follow in my footsteps, but I hope this can shed light, because I am a weight loss dietitian. I am certified in obesity and weight management. I have worked with adolescents. I have worked with, you know, teenagers. I've worked with moms. I've worked with healthcare professionals, teachers, young, old, all facets of life. And everyone is individual. So I always think it's important to hear from other people, but also be able to make the decision for yourself what's going to be best for you. So I started using the scale. For those of you that don't know my story, please go back to episode 1, literally the first one, where I talk about my 65-pound weight loss journey. And so I lost 65 pounds in 1.5 years, and I did use the scale. I used it weekly. I worked with Corrine, my nutritionist, and it was healthy. It started healthy. Let me rephrase that. It started healthy. So it was really eye-opening for me. And so what I loved is because I would go see her weekly and I would weigh in. We did obviously much more than that, like talking about my food journal and things I was struggling with and things I was proud of and this and that. But I am like a data-driven person. I am like a numbers girl. I like the facts. And I have always been like that ever since I was like probably in third grade when it came to, you know, my testing and this and that. So I've always been a type A perfectionist and very driven by facts. I'm also very emotional. So I guess I'm driven by feels too, but I really go towards numbers. So it actually helped me a lot in my journey. And it was very empowering to see that number going down. Can I get an amen? Is that something you've experienced too? So what I love is that we use the Tanita scale, which is a very accurate at home. I can't say very accurate. One of the most accurate at home scales, very expensive, by the way. And so that was something that she was able to capture my muscle mass, my body fat percent, my hydration, all of the things. So I got a very accurate reading. So it started in a very healthy way. Don't get me wrong. When I hit my plateaus, I hit 2 major plateaus. It was not fun. Like I dreaded it would go up and down and up and down and stay the same. And it was so friggin' annoying. So if you are in a plateau, I totally feel you. I will do another episode on how to get out of a plateau. But so it was very helpful and it started healthy until I got sucked into my disordered eating and my eating disorder, where it became more of a sense of control. And anytime I saw that number go up, I would just lose my shit. And it was just so unhealthy because I was so fixated to the point, again, in episode 2, I talk about to the point where I was weighing myself 3 to 4 times in an hour. No joke, waking up, going to the bathroom, weigh myself, go run, come back, weigh myself, shower, weigh myself, eat something, weigh, go to class. I'm not kidding. It was so obsessive. So I share that with you because I've been on both sides. And I will say in the beginning, it started out again, very helpful until me, I'm not putting blame on anyone else. I took it to a very unhealthy extreme. So what I want to do today is really go over my 5 major tips of how you can decide how to use the scale in a mindful, healthy, sustainable way. Or guess what? Maybe you're going to ditch the scale, because guess what? Today, I do not use the scale. After I started my fertility journey, so this started back in 2008. When did we get married? 2019. So 2019, 2020. So for those of you that have not listened to that episode, that's episode 2 about my eating disorder and infertility journey. And I was told I needed to gain 20 pounds to have more body fat percent. And so I could ovulate. And I'll never forget, I was at a very low weight, and I won't share the number because I don't think that's helpful. But when I saw that I healthily put on 5 pounds, but again, I am 5 foot. And when I saw those 5 pounds, guys, I'm not kidding. For 2 weeks, I was a complete wreck. All I could think about was that I was 5 pounds heavy. And it was such a hard pull, because I wanted to go on this fertility journey to become a mother. And that's something that I had to do in order to help my body ovulate and become a mother and carry a healthy pregnancy. But I was so like my relationship with the scale was so toxic. Like I could not even handle those 5 pounds for those 2 weeks. It was so hard for me. And all I could think about was like how disgusting I am and how uncomfortable I felt and all of this kind of stuff. So I will say that today, confidently, when I go to the doctor, I look away. I told Abby, my MA, I love her. She's been a part of my journey and she knows every time I go, obviously I'm pregnant now, but even doesn't matter. Like I don't look at the scale because it does not help me. I use, which we'll talk about, non-scale victories. So I hope that shows you that if you decide at the end of this episode, you don't want to use the scale, that's okay. I am in the same camp as you, but I have lots of clients that do use the scale. And I have also lots of clients that we're still trying to figure out whether we want to continue to use the scale. So I'm going to dive into my 5 top tips and help you decide which direction you want to take on your mindful weight loss journey. Okay. So tip number one, it is my very favorite and most important. My coach said it to me a while ago, and I've totally stolen it, whatever. And it is something that I pass on to you guys and all of my clients. When it comes to the scale, the first thing that you need to remind yourself is facts over feels. What the hell does that mean, Jackie? Well, what is the scale actually telling you, right? Can you tell me? I wish that this was a back and forth conversation because I would love to hear your response. So if you're on Instagram for some reason right now and on my profile, send me a DM and tell me, what does the scale actually tell you? Dun, dun, dun. Are you ready? Your relationship to gravity on this earth. What? Jackie? Huh? Seriously? Yes. I'm not kidding. So when you step on the scale, okay, this is what happens. It measures the force of gravity acting on your body's mass. So again, in simple non-scientific terms, it pretty much determines your gravitational pull between you and this earth. I mean, okay, so this measurement is what we call weight. My question to you is, why do you give a shit about that? Right? So I hope if you did not know that, you just had like a total aha moment that you're like, what? I had no idea. So let me break it down even a little bit more. Hopefully, you know, when it comes to the scale, it is telling you your weight, and your weight encompasses what? It could be telling you it's the mass, the weight of your bones, your muscles, your organs, fluid, water, any tissue in your body. Also, what if you have different changes in hydration? What if you are about to get your period and you're retaining more water? What if you ate more carbohydrates and you went to pasta night the night before, pizza or whatever? You maybe went to sushi and you had a little bit more salt. What about if you didn't go to the bathroom? We always say as dietitians, the proof is in the poop, right? So it is something that you guys need to understand. The facts over the feels. So what is a fact? Well, guess what? Your weight is your relationship to gravity on this earth. It is encompassing all of those things I just listed out. And guess what? Weight fluctuations are real and normal, right? They are normal. So on average, an individual weight can actually fluctuate from anywhere between 2 to 4, maybe even 5 pounds throughout the day. If you guys don't follow Jordan Syed, I always hope I pronounce his name right. I love him, but he always did these like experiments where he would like literally drink a water bottle and he'd step on the scale. He obviously stepped before and showed the after. And it was just like so fun to watch because it was like, hey guys, I just gained 3 pounds. Like here you are freaking out. And it's like, it's honestly, guys, it is so normal. So it's really, really important when you're about to step on the scale. I want you, first of all, take a breath and ask yourself, okay, what are the facts over the feels, right? What is this weight encompassing? What is this telling me? Also, don't forget, there are lots of other things that can affect this number, which we'll talk about in a second. So I want you to even just go deeper and ask yourself, well, what is a fact, right? it's like legit the truth. Everyone agrees for it to be true and it cannot be disproven. You cannot disprove that your weight is your relationship to this gravitational pull, right? Okay. So you cannot disprove that, right? What is a thought? What is a feeling? Well, it's an opinion. It's an interpretation. It's a belief, right? So there's a difference between saying I weigh X amount of pounds versus I'm so fat, or I gained weight because I did. Like, you have to work on the facts over the feels. And if you have trouble with that, guess what? I wish I like figured out like a tally system so you guys could go through, so then you can determine whether you're going to use the scale or not. But if you are struggling with facts over feels, well, that is already pointing you in a direction that you should not be using the scale. If you can decipher between facts over feels and you can understand the things that I just outlined for you, then yes, using the scale is something that you can absolutely use in a healthy way on your weight loss journey. Okay. So it's very important if you're working on your, again, your feels, your thought process, I want you to choose a new helpful thought. For example, like, I'm working on my goals and I'm thankful that I have a functioning body that allows me to do X, Y, Z. Instead of looking at that number on the scale, whether it's 151 and it made you upset, but if it was 149, it would tell you that you were amazing and perfect and are doing everything right. That is not healthy. You gotta work on your reframe of your thoughts, your beliefs, your interpretations. And guess what? If you can't do that and focus on the facts, you shouldn't be using the scale. Okay? There. That's number one. Okay. Number two. Consistency, guys. Consistency, consistency. It needs to be apples to apples, not apples to pineapples, not apples to oranges, not apples to bananas. Consistency, apples to apples. What do I mean? One of my lovely clients, if you are listening to this, you will absolutely know who you are, sent me a voice note at like 10 o'clock in her time zone, freaking out because she stepped on the scale and it was up and she was on the verge of tears. And it was literally after she had dinner, she went to dance practice, she like did all these things because it was 7 my time. So it was, she's in New York, so it was 10 for her. And she was just like, it totally hysterical, rightfully so. And guess what? My first response to her was, I was like, why the hell did you step on the scale at 10 p.m. at night after a full day of food, after all of the things that you just did, your body did? Like, that is the unhealthiest thing you could do, and complete self-sabotage. She's like, I know. Which that's a whole nother subject. So I want to talk about, again, consistency and apples to apples. So there's a few parts to this, okay? So the first thing you need to decide is, what is your cadence in terms of timing? Are you going to do weekly? Are you going to do daily? Are you going to do monthly? Or are you going to do never, right? So I was never a part of the camp of the daily weighing. I don't think I ever will be. I have had plenty of incredibly smart other health coaches on this podcast. For example, like, you know, sometimes Beth will recommend that. We've had Kim. I know that we have Jesse. Like, there's a lot of people who do believe in the daily weighing. Not only does it help you just literally see the fluctuations day to day, so maybe it helps kind of like make you less immune, you know what I mean, right? It's just not as much as a bothersome because you're seeing the fluctuation. You're like, oh, like, that makes sense. So I personally, with my history and relationship with the scale and many of my clients, because I ask them all the time, I kind of go back and forth. I'm like, I don't know, like, how would that feel for you guys? And every time, if I'm like, do you want to do daily versus weekly? They're like, hell no, not daily. That sounds like awful. So I personally do not do daily, but again, it can help show you the difference between every single day. Like, there's always going to be fluctuation. So maybe it can make you recognize like, oh, this is normal, right? I believe in weighing yourself weekly. So I think becoming consistent with weekly weighing, because you don't become so overly like fixated on those fluctuations. And I believe it can provide more accurate reflection over, you know, a trend of time and things like that. So I personally counsel my clients to do weekly. So that's based off of timing. If you're going to do daily, so again, you weigh yourself every single day, and then at the end of the month, you divide it by 30 or 31 or 28, depending on how many, you know, days of the month it is, right? So I personally believe that, again, if you have the daily, you'll get, you know, a great average, of course, but I think weekly, it's less mental stress. I mean, I am all for that. Sign me up, right? So I want you to also understand when it comes to the fluctuations and weight loss, well, what's a healthy rate? So for those of you that don't know, a healthy rate of weight loss is anywhere between half a pound to 2 pounds a week, right? So again, half a pound to 2 pounds a week. So that could be 4 pounds a month, or it could be, you know, even more than that, right? I've had clients who have lost like 10 pounds, and the more weight you have to lose, the more weight you're going to lose in the beginning, right? And also don't forget weight. What is weight? It could be water weight. It could be so many other things. So the timing is really important. So if you're doing daily, weekly, monthly, or never, okay, but also the time of the day, like my beautiful client who did it at 10 o'clock at night after a full day, not a good idea. So I always recommend apples to apples. So you're doing it every Wednesday. You wake up in the morning, you have your coffee, you go to the bathroom, you stand naked, and you weigh yourself. Done, capiche, move on, right? So it's consistency in the day that you do it. It's consistency in the time that you do it. So don't be like me when I weighed myself 4 times within 1 hour. That is not healthy. That's literally like going to get your labs drawn, your A1C every week. It makes no sense, okay? It's just literally, you need to be able to look at it apples to apples and look at the consistency. You also need to consider the conditions. So especially when it comes to some of these at-home scales, you have to understand they're not the most 100% accurate. They are not the gold standard. Hydrostatic weighing actually is, right? So if you guys are using BIA, again, it's putting like a little electrodes through your body, and I don't need to go into the science of it, but that's how it's like calculating when you guys are standing on the scale to get kind of the smart scales, right? With the body fat percent and water and hydration, they're not 100% accurate, right? So it's really important that you understand that even you being, you know, about to be on your period, right? That is a big condition that is variable. Or what about whether you're wearing clothes or not, right? Or literally the surface. Like if you are on a hard surface one day, then you're on carpet the next. That can greatly impact, like, I don't know what the actual margin of error is because probably each scale is different, but that can have a huge impact. So that is something that you absolutely need to consider. Apples to apples to apples to apples, okay? Number 3. Ooh, I love this one. The scale is one piece of data. So I say this inside Mindful Weight Loss Academy. I ain't a lawyer, but if you're going to trial and you are on the jury, would you convict a person for murder off of one piece of data? No, you look at the whole slew of everything. You look at the story. You look at all of the different measurements. Well, guess what? The scale is one piece of data. So what are the other measurements? Dun, 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 non-scale victories, my favorite. So overall, again, at-home weighing on these scales can totally provide a very convenient way to monitor your weight, right? So I did that when I was weekly weighing with Corrine. It was really great for me to see that. But what are some of the other measurements, other pieces of data that you can use to measure your progress, right? What about body measurements? What about clothing fit and your overall health? So again, back to the accuracy of these things, I just want you to remember that there's a difference between the quality of the scale, its calibration, how it's used, the surface, the consistency, all of the things that I just mentioned previously, but it's an external measurement. And you know how I feel about external versus internal measurements. So I really want you to start to think about, well, okay, this is one piece of data and it's external. I promise you, coming from a type A perfectionist who always looks at the numbers and data, it's very hard for me to, you know, really practice this, but it's helped me mentally be healthier. So instead of just looking at one piece of external, let's look at all of the different internal or a mixture, right? So what about non-scale victories? I talk about this all the time. In my opinion, non-scale victories are way more important. So improved energy levels, right? Increased strength, how you feel, how many reps you did or how many pounds you can lift. I'll never forget one of my amazing clients, Catherine, down 50 pounds. And one of her non-scale victories was that she was able to carry her 30-pound son. He was 30 pounds, I think. And she carried him on like a 2-hour hike. And she's like, Jackie, I cannot believe like how strong I am. So what? Yes, she's down. It was like 30 pounds at the time, I think. But the fact that she was able to like carry him without like totally dying and huffing and puffing, like she was so much more proud of that. And I was like, hell yeah, that's a way more powerful non-scale victory. So again, there are so many other non-scale victories that you can use too. Your sleep, is your sleep quality better? How your clothes are fitting? Have you dropped a size? Again, those are so much more important to me. Other ways, again, taking measurements. So that is an external. So again, remember there are different external versus internal. So I want you to ask yourself a few questions. If you are like, okay, well, what are some other measurements of success and progress that I can use, like taking measurements or progress photos and things like that? There's an energy workouts, yada, yada. But I want you to ask yourself, how would taking measurements or insert whatever non-scale victory, how would that make me feel? Does this feel like something that I want to use on my journey? Why or why not? How often will I measure if I choose to use this data point, right? So that is something that I just want you to really honestly think about. Of course, using the scale is easy. You step on it, you step off. I know taking measurements doesn't sound really fun, but also taking a progress photo is really easy. Or determining your energy after a workout or your strength or your sleep. Like those are also very easy, but also just more, I don't know, to me, to know that like I, like when I put on, if you haven't listened to that episode, episode one, where I put on my BCBG dress and I like really was like, oh my God, like in my head, I thought I gained 10 pounds, but I actually lost weight and I was on the lowest, tightest belt notch. And it just was like that to me, that was so much more powerful to me to feel that and see that on my body than a number. And so again, if you're always chasing a number, if you're always chasing the 150, the 210, the 260, the 110, doesn't matter, you are constantly going to be disappointed. Why? Because of the fluctuations I explained in point number one. So when it comes to body image and self-esteem, research shows, and this is legit, that individuals who place more of an emphasis on their weight, on their body weight or appearance, again, the external, they actually will experience lower self-esteem and negative body image, more poor body image. So that's why I believe focusing on non-scale victories and your overall health, again, the goal of health instead of just weight, can actually help you have better and more positive body image. I'm going to be honest, guys, and I talked about this in episode two when I was really struggling with my eating disorder, that the skinnier I got, the more unhealthy my relationship with my body became, and the more uncomfortable I felt in my body, the more obsessed I, like, it was so crazy. When I was overweight and I didn't care about the weight so much, I was happier. I was literally happier. So I just want you to take that into account as well. And by the way, if you have not applied to Mindful Weight Loss Academy to work on these things with me, please, please, please do. If you are sitting here and you're like, what do I do? I am so frustrated with the scale and it's constantly making me feel like shit, or it is making me feel better and I get so excited, but then I get defeated. Well, guess what? I can help you with that. So if you want 2024 to be the year that you don't use the scale, that you don't focus on the scale, then I want you to go down and apply to Mindful Weight Loss Academy so I can help you not only permanently and sustainably lose weight, without the scale, but also heal your relationship with food and your body. Also, if you have not checked out my new free guide, my quick start guide to permanent weight loss, check out the link below. Go ahead. It is like over 20 pages of pure gold to get you started on your permanent weight loss journey. Or you can DM me at the.mindful.nutritionist. DM me the word quick start and I will also send it to you there. Or to make your life easy, it's down in the show notes. So, okay, let's move on to number four. So this is very important and I feel like a lot of people don't actually consider this. I want you to consider, what do you want? Do you want to lose weight or do you want to lose fat? Which one do you want, right? So just like I talked about in point number one, right? What is the scale telling you? Well, let's talk about the difference between body composition and weight. So body composition, meaning muscle mass, body fat percent, is more accurate of health, an indicator of health, than weight, right? This is why we don't use BMI anymore, because it doesn't take into effect muscle mass and anything like that. I don't have the actual statistic, but I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger at his heaviest and leanest, he was like 3% body fat, but his BMI was like definitely like morbidly obese, like 33 and up, something like that, because he had so much freaking muscle on his body. So if a doctor would have just looked at his chart, it's like, oh, this guy has a BMI of 33. Well, guess what? They would have thought he was like super unhealthy. No, he was 3% body fat and he was like pure muscle. So again, someone with a higher muscle mass may weigh more, and actually they will weigh more and have a lower body fat percent, that can indicate better overall health. So again, let's recap with weight. So it's everything in your body, right? It's fat, it's bones, it's fluid, it's organs. I was about to say oranges. It's organs, it's blood, it's water, it's muscle, it's tissue. So again, it can fluctuate when you're dehydrated, when you have less muscle and you lose muscle. So it's always so funny when people are like, oh, it's down. And then I look and they lose like 2 pounds of muscle mass. And then like, oh, I'm like, yeah, we don't want that. And again, how you lose weight is by being in a calorie deficit, right? So the physical results, you'll have a smaller body size and a lower number on the scale. What is that? Again, gravitational pull, right? Other things that can do, you can have decreased strength, endurance, fitness, and a slower metabolism. You don't want those things, right? What about when we go for fat loss? Well, we only lose fat tissue alone. So that occurs when you release fat stores from your body. Can I get a hand raise? Like, is that what you guys want? Yes, that's what you want. And that is achieved by proper nutrition and working out and supporting your body and your metabolism. So what are the physical results? Well, you're going to look leaner. You're going to have a more toned physique, but you could be higher in your weight because, again, muscle weighs more than fat. But you'll have increased strength, endurance, fitness, and metabolism. That is what we want, guys. Haven't you seen on Instagram, like those people that post those side-by-side pictures, like here I'm 160 and I look like this. And then on the other side, like I also weigh 160 and I look like this. And they look like two completely different people, but their physique is so much different. So don't forget, when you have more muscle, you're going to have a lower body fat percent and you're going to take up less space. That's how these people wear smaller sizes, where you could have less weight, but you could actually be a bigger size, even though your weight is less. But have you guys heard of the term like skinny fat? It's the same concept, right? Maybe your weight is less, but you have much more fat, and that is not healthy. So again, the difference between muscle versus fat, muscle tissue, muscle itself is denser than fat tissue. So that's meaning a pound of muscle takes up less space in the body than a pound of fat. But again, it weighs more. So that explains why when someone looks leaner and more toned, even if their weight is actually more, but they take up less space, hence smaller size. So again, I want you to consider, like, which do you view? Which one do you want? Do you want weight loss or do you want fat loss, right? And something to consider too is like just address some of these old beliefs about weight loss versus fat loss before you begin this journey, before you decide whether you're going to use the scale or not. And really like ask yourself, like, which one do I want when it comes to my health journey? Am I aiming for fat loss or weight loss? Okay. All right. Number five, last one. Are you ready? Okay, we made it. Before stepping on the scale, I want you to remind yourself, what are you actually aiming for when it comes to health? So there's a few questions I want you to ask yourself. Why are you tied to a certain number? What does that number actually mean to you? What's your true why? Why is it so freaking important to you? Where did I come up with 120 when it was my original goal? No idea. It just sounded cool in my head, but it literally ruled me and my body for so many years. And I cannot tell you a valid reason why I chose 120. Let's be real. I probably saw it somewhere on Instagram or MyFitnessPal told me, who knows. Okay. So it's so important before deciding whether you step on the scale or you're going to use a scale, what do you truly want? And identify your thoughts around your relationship with the scale so you can reframe your thoughts if you want to create a new healthy relationship with the scale. So again, some other questions to ask yourself. What do you think when you step on the scale? Okay, make a list of anything that comes to mind when you get on the scale. And what are some of those common thoughts that immediately come to your mind? What do you feel when you get on the scale? And when you have these thoughts, how does that make you feel? And just really explain to yourself and think about it in detail how your thoughts about the scale make you feel, right? Or how do you want to feel when you step on the scale? How would you like to feel in that situation? I'm sure you don't want to feel defeated and controlled by it, right? And then what thoughts could help you feel that way? Right? And actually, I want you to think about what could you change about your thoughts to trigger a more helpful, positive, new feeling when you step on the scale, right? It is so important to know that before you step on the scale to decide why or why not, you're going to choose to use the scale or not use the scale as a form of doubt on your journey. So if you decide to not use the scale, guess what? Focus on the non-scale victories. But if you decide to use the scale, you better focus on the facts over the feels, understanding the fluctuations, all the things that I've listed in this entire episode for you. You need to decide, okay, well, guess what? If it goes up, it doesn't turn your day into shit. It's okay and move on. And if you're not capable of that, you shouldn't be using the scale. So it's really impactful because so many studies have shown that individuals who focus, you know, more on their behaviors, like nourishing your body through mindful eating, moving their body in a mindful way, they actually have more better long-term success with weight loss compared to those who only focus on the scale and the restriction. Because again, you're constantly going to yo-yo if that is the only way that you're measuring everything. So the most important thing about this is you have to remember that your thoughts create your feelings, which lead to your actions, which lead to your results. So learning to separate the negative, unhelpful thoughts and beliefs from the facts, remember facts over the feels, right? That will ultimately help you achieve not only permanent weight loss, but any goal that you set out in your health, in your future. So I hope you can take these five very powerful and important tips and points, whatever you want to call them, and decide for yourself now, well, how do I want to use the scale? How am I going to incorporate the scale into my journey? We actually had a challenge inside Mindful Weight Loss Academy. You can totally steal it, that before any of our ladies step on the scale, they had to write on a sticky note two non-scale victories that they were proud of. It helped balance, you know, it really set them up for success to having a more positive light. But again, you may sit here and be like, no, I'm totally cool. I can absolutely use a scale. Or you might be like me and you might be like, you know what? I'm ready to ditch the scale and ditch the drama. All right, we made it, guys. So those are my five super important, very best tips when it comes to determining whether you are going to use the scale or not. So just to recap again, my top tips, I am going to actually scroll up so I can tell you. So number one, facts over feels. Number two, consistency. Remember, apples to apples. Number three, remembering that the scale is one piece of data and asking yourself, what are the other non-scale victories? Number four, deciding which one you want. Do you want fat loss or do you want weight loss? And lastly, before stepping on the scale, to remind yourself of what you're actually aiming for when it comes to your health and what is your true why on this mindful weight loss journey. So, you know, I always give you homework at the end of these episodes. So I want you to send me a DM on Instagram at the.mindful.nutritionist. And here are some questions that I want you to ask yourself and tell me what your answers are and how you feel. Do you want to use the scale? Yes or no? How do you want to use the scale? Why do you want to use the scale? What is the scale going to provide you? Okay. Once you work through those, send them to me. Let's chat about it. So that way you get to decide if you want to ditch and break up with the scale or if you want to use it in a healthy, positive way. But either way, guys, it is your choice. There is no right and there is no wrong, but measuring your self-worth with the scale is absolutely not one of them. Ultimately, the decision is up to you to use the scale. It's a very personal one. Again, I've shared with you my personal, no, thank you. Not helpful for me. Many of my clients, yes. Many of my other clients, we're deciding and figuring out. So you need to also figure out for yourself what works best for you. And what works best for you might not work best for somebody else. So some people might prefer to focus on non-scale victories or other methods of tracking progress, like me. I use my clothes. While others might find that actually weighing themselves daily, weekly, monthly, whatever, is actually a really helpful and essential part of their weight loss journey. But again, there is no right and there is no wrong. And the ultimate decision is which is the healthiest for you. Thank you for listening and tuning in today. And I hope that this really supported you and helped you in making the best decision for yourself. And again, if you are ready to ditch diet culture, ditch the scale, or use it in a healthy way, but get those permanent weight loss results, make sure you go down below to the show notes and click for my new free guide, my quick start guide to permanent weight loss. And it can absolutely support you in just getting started on your journey. And I cannot wait to help you permanently and sustainably losing weight with or without the scale. All right, until next week, I'll see you then.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation just as much as I did. As always, anything mentioned, any links, any notes will all be linked on our website, mindfulnutritionistshow.com. Just head on over there to take a look. And if you haven't connected with me yet personally, I would love to meet you. Come and find me on Instagram at the.mindful.nutritionist and please DM me. Let me know if you listened to the episode and what you thought. I seriously love hearing from you. Or come to the Mindful Nutritionist Show Facebook page and say hi. I would love to connect with you there. Thanks so much for being here and for being so amazing. I can't wait to chat next time.